This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. It's Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. The youngest in charge, Lenell Willingham. I will take you up to 10 o'clock. Big, big thank you to our guy, Mo Dakhil, who just joined us. If you missed any of that conversation, you're in luck. Download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to the top of the, not the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Go to about 7:45 to hear our conversation with Mo Dakhil covering the NBA and the NBA trade deadline. Wizards up 5 on the Cleveland Cavaliers at home. Under a minute left to go in the first half. It has been an eventful first half for the Washington Wizards. I am as tough on the Wizards as anybody in this market. I am as critical of the Wizards as anybody in this market. So when they are playing well, I am going to give them their flowers. The effort tonight, competing on defense, competing on the glass, is something to be extremely proud of. They hold a three-point lead and probably are going to maintain a three-point lead as they go into the locker room. And they're not doing it against the Charlotte Hornets without LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller. They're not doing it against the Minnesota Timberwolves minus Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards. This is against the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the 41-10 Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 17-6 on the road this year. So, I applaud their effort. The ball's moving really well. We'll get you some first-half numbers coming up here in a second, but it just looks better. It is more visibly pleasing to watch this group play this way with this effort level, and to see it against a good team, I think is super encouraging. Cleveland's shooting 50% from beyond the arc, 51% from the field. But to me, the difference in this basketball game, if you are Washington right now, the Wizards have 10 offensive rebounds. If that doesn't tell the story in terms of how they are competing on that, on the glass and on that end of the floor, man, you got to applaud it, man. This is Cleveland. I got to look at the numbers. They're a top five rebounding team in the NBA when you think about their build. Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, you know, in the middle of their offense, man. So to be able to hit the glass like this against this group is super impressive, man. I didn't even realize it watching. They got 10 offensive rebounds. 10 offensive rebounds for the Wizards against this team. It's impressive to see, man. As the Wizards, they also got 28 points in the paint. So, like, they're not backing down. They're not scared at all of this Cleveland Cavaliers team. It's been fun to watch them play the way that they've played, man. How many assists do they have right now? This was the big story. Remember, we started the top of the show with this. The other night against Brooklyn, it's 44 made baskets on 40 assists. Like, that's the stuff that coaches drool over. Right now, it's 16 assists on 27 made field goals. So not as good. A little bit more iso ball, a little bit more individual play. But guys are getting to it. They're up 3 on the Cleveland Cavaliers as they enter the locker room. Jordan Poole leads all Wizards in scoring. He's got 19 points on 7-15 shooting, chip in 4 assists as well. Bilal's got 12. Keyshawn George, this is to me the interesting thing. The young pup Keyshawn George is really starting to find himself on the offensive end of the floor. Tonight, he's got 11 points in the first half. He had 17 against the Brooklyn Nets. He had 11 against Minnesota. So you're starting to see him become more confident on that end of the floor. But if I'm going to praise one thing in particular about the effort tonight from the Wizards, it's just exactly that. It's their effort. To do this, to have 10 offensive rebounds against one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA, it shows you how well they're hustling on that end, man. And it's fun to watch because that's the thing that has driven me up a wall with this group. That's the thing that's made me incensed. It had me annoyed with this team is their effort level. I just think it's been too inconsistent throughout the year over this win streak. And then again, tonight you're seeing it, man. The effort 100% there for the Washington Wizards. They're up 3 on the Cleveland Cavaliers. We spoke to Mo Dakhil about the other things going on in the NBA trade deadline, and it has been a whirlwind of an NBA trade deadline. Luka on the move, Jimmy Butler on the move. Max, how did I get out of here without – I didn't even ask him about Jimmy Butler.
Man.
Shame on me.
There's so much happened this week. It's been very full.
It's a lot to keep up with. So shame on me for that.
Did you hear Pat Riley was crying?
Oh, my Lord.
To Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler didn't vibe with that at all.
Yeah.
I love Jimmy. He's crazy.
I am. That situation's just messy. It's the best way that I would put it. That situation is messy. I'm not sure how that situation is going to continue to play itself out, but good luck.
Good luck to Jimmy. That's all I have.
Good luck to Jimmy and the Golden State Warriors. I expect them to be active in the buyout market. Ben Simmons seems like a guy that may fit the bill for them, can give them some big minutes off the bench. Imagine having Ben Simmons and Draymond Green in your front court. We'll talk about no offense. Me and you can go outscore them. It would be not very good for that group, man. But, no, it's been a wild NBA trade deadline. We will discuss the deadline in a little bit more detail in the 9 o'clock hour. Also coming up, top of the 9 o'clock hour, we will switch gears to the National Football League. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lacanfora going to join the program. We'll ask him about the big game coming up on Sunday, Eagles and Chiefs. Pat Mahomes and company trying to make history, becoming the first team in NFL history to win 3 consecutive Super Bowls. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about the Washington Commanders and who they should be looking at here coming up in free agency. Does Jason think the Commanders should pull the trigger on Myles Garrett? We'll ask him that as well. Plus, we'll ask him about the coaching carousel as well as the NFL draft. That's coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour when we switch gears. We will take another timeout to get us back on schedule. Let me come back. Jaden Daniels, the man of the hour last night at the NFL Honors. He was the man of the week, as far as I'm concerned, out at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. We'll let you hear from Jaden Daniels on a bevy of different topics coming up next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. It's a Friday night edition of OT as we take you up to 10 o'clock. Big weekend coming up here in our nation's capital. I meant to bring up, and I'm going all over the place here, I meant to bring up Maryland basketball to start the show. Just when you start talking good about somebody. Just when you start talking good about the old Terps, they came in ranked 18th in this week's AP College Basketball Top 25 poll. Then they lose a snooze fest last night. Yes, against Ohio State, a team that they mollywopped earlier this year, but they could not get them last night. Derek Queen did not play well, missed like 6 free throws, they ended up losing by 3, so they got to regroup. They got a big one coming up Sunday, one that I wanted to be in attendance for, but I'm beholding down the fort here on OT with you guys, 11 to 12:15, as we get you geared up for Caps hockey. Speaking of Caps hockey, we'll let you hear Alex Ovechkin in goal number 879 one more time before we get out of here. John Walton's call is that good. If you missed the top of the show, you are in luck. You get to hear old Johnny Pipes, as I'm about to start calling him, man, because that is he's just a badass behind the mic. So we'll let you hear from John Walton as Ovi scored goal 879. He scored in 4 straight games. Caps winners of 2 straight as they continue to have the second most points in the NHL behind the Winnipeg Jets. I say all that to say Maryland disappointed. And they play Rutgers coming up on Sunday, a game Wizards fan should be interested in. The Wizards may end up drafting Derek Queen. Like they're going to have like 3 first-round picks coming up this year. Or 2 at least. And you wonder what they do with those picks. They still got a bevy of second-round picks. Do they move up? How do they plan to play it? Maryland hosting Rutgers on Sunday. Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, projected top 3 picks in the draft. So, be a lot of talent out at College Park. Speaking of a lot of talent, California cool Jesus, Jaden Daniels, has a lot of talent. And it was the reason he was out at the NFL Honors this past week, just getting glazed, is that what the young kids like to say? Getting glazed by everybody with a glazer.
That is what they say, yes.
That is what they say. You can use your own interpretation. But Jaden Daniels is him. As one of the callers called in and said earlier, just a masterful rookie season, providing hope to a franchise and an organization that was desperate for an answer at the game's most important position. Not only did he solve the answer of quarterback, or solve the question, rather, of quarterback. He also provided an amount of hope that I just wasn't familiar with this town. I've been told all my life, man, Boy, if the Redskins ever start winning, boy, this town will come unhinged and it'll be like and nothing you've ever seen before. And I'd be like, psh, all right, man, yeah, whatever. 2012 was a pipe dream. 2015, Deshaun Jackson ruined 2015 for us. It's scary ass. Not running into the end zone and scoring the touchdown against Green Bay. We could have been had our first playoff win since 05 if Deshaun Jackson would have ran into the end zone like a man. That's here nor there. This town on fire because of Jaden Daniels resurrecting this franchise, punching the team's ticket to the NFC title game for the first time since 91. As a result of that, he was the winner of the 2024 Offensive Rookie of the Year. Deserving is what I would describe him as. Jaden Daniels, just a young man that I've learned a lot about, it feels like, this week during Super Bowl week and watching him do all these interviews. He is as humble as they come. I'm trying to find an adjective to describe him, but I'll settle with humble. I just love everything about him as a man, as an individual. It's just been really impressive to see him speak and putting God first, giving his teammates all the credit. He just is a dude, man, that gets it. He understands it. He's got the right temperament about him to be a really successful pro in this league for a long, long, long time. And I think as we continue to learn more about him, we will become more impressed by the young man. Every time I hear him talk, it's like I fall more in love with the person, right? He is just as humble as they come. And it feels like, you know, as he gets older, he's only going to mature. And he's already mature beyond his years. He is ready for the moment. And that, to me, is the most exciting part about it. Seeing him last night, Snoop Dogg busting his chops with, you know, some of the jokes he told. I think the best joke Snoop Dogg told last night. And I wonder if our pal Craig Hoffman used it today in Real Things, because Snoop Dogg, Max, I don't know how much you got to catch of the honors last night.
Watched the first 15 minutes until they presented Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then caps were on, I had to switch over.
So I understand that. Snoop Dogg was getting a lot of crap online, at least, about not funny he was. But
the internet likes to give crap to everybody for that. But also, it's not like Snoop Dogg wrote those jokes.
No, exactly. And it's the NFL honors. Like, the jokes can only be so good. The best joke that Snoop Dogg told, in my opinion, I was actually surprised that they even let it go. But they're trying to get a little raunchy. He said, man, Jaden Daniels is so cool, weed smokes him to relax. I said, oh, wow. He is that damn cool, though, man. And I think it was a perfect descriptor of Jaden Daniels and what type of cat he is, man. California cool. Cool as the other side of the pillow. He is a man's man, and I just love watching him grow, watching him develop, man. After watching last night, though, and this week, seeing all the attention he got, I said this in the opening salvo of the show. The world is in his hands. The National Football League is in the palm of Jaden Daniels' hands. And he carries himself like a young man who is poised and primed to be the face of the National Football League. And as we enter next year, first of all, let me just say it like this. Jaden has got Washington back relevant. They're back on the island of relevancy, to use an old Roman Reigns WWE phrase right there, right? They're back on the island of relevancy. So much so, Eagles and Chiefs play Sunday in the Super Bowl, right? Winner of that game will open up the season on Thursday Night Football. I'm willing to bet my entire apartment. Is that legal? Can I bet something I don't own?
You can put up the lease?
I'm willing to put up the lease. You can live in my apartment. And some of you creep-ass fans out there are probably like, really? I have to live in the youngest in charge of the department? I get to live like the YIC.
It's nothing special. I'll let you all know.
Max has firsthand experience that it's nothing special. Nice little area. If you're into damn good steak and cheeses, If you're into good fried chicken made by the best Asians in the world,
shout out.
Shout out to Kenny's Sub Shop, who will be getting a visit from your boy Post Show. If you're into that type of stuff, you can live in my neighborhood. You'd love it. But where was I going with that?
We lost our train of thought. It's 8:30 on a Friday. We're just flowing.
You get what I'm saying. Jayden Daniels, it's all about him. And I continue to be impressed by the way he carries himself as a young dude. Oh, I said I was willing to bet my lease of the apartment. Washington will be in the opening game of the season next year on Thursday Night Football, either at Philadelphia or at Kansas City.
I think.
Mark my words.
I don't know if they'll do Philly right off the jump because I know how much they like to save divisional games for late in the season. I could definitely see us playing the
rematch of the end.
I could see
Mahomes versus Jayden.
Man, I could see both.
The faces of the league.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you this, and I know this may rub people the wrong way. Patrick Mahomes being so vocal and Brittany being so vocal about their political views, I wonder how the powers that be in the league offices feel about that. Because our president is such a polarizing, controversial figure, does that hurt Pat Mahomes' case for being the face of the league? It just feels like the way he was covered this week is about to be Jayden's league. He was everywhere. ESPN, Fox Sports 1, Rich Eisen Show, NFL Live. PFT.
Kay Adams.
Shout
out.
First of all.
Love you, Kay.
I mean, watching him on Kay Adams, I wanted to see, because you know I'm a man that reads body language. I wanted to see, is our boy going to sit up a little bit differently?
Is he going to be bashful?
Is he going to act a little different being on the couch with Kay Adams? Then she dropped this weird, cringy line about, get an old woman like myself hip. And then I said, damn it, she's admitting it. I am a part of the 1% of America that does not find Kay Adams.
You're a fool.
I got to see her in person at camp.
Don't finish your sentence.
She's mid.
That's so.
She's mid.
1-800-636-1067. Tell Linnell why he's wrong, please.
Look, now we're going completely off the rails. She just doesn't. She's not the straw that stirs the drink for the YIC. Is what I would say.
I respect your right to be wrong.
Hear this. See if you can pick up what I'm putting down. I like my orange juice with a little bit more pulp.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
If you pick up what I'm putting down. Nothing wrong with pulp free. It's got to be real sweet if it's pulp free. And I'm not sure how sweet it is. Somehow we're going to get back on track.
I was going to say, back to betting the lease.
1-800-636-1067. Jayden Daniels, in my opinion, going to be the face of the National Football League moving forward. We'll let you hear a montage of some of his best sounds from Super Bowl week next. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at us as well. It is at NELL_BTP. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. As promised, I'll keep you up to speed on the Young Pups, the Washington Wizards. 7:09 left to go in the third quarter. They hold a one-point lead, 77-76, over the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Eastern Conference leading Cleveland Cavaliers, I might add. Jordan Poole leading all scorers in the game with 25 points on 10-20 shooting. He's got four helpers as well. Love the effort that the Wizards are giving against this Cleveland Cavaliers team. Playing hard. They're rebounding the basketball really well. I'm going to go back and check it here. So they've now up to 11 offensive rebounds for the Wizards against a team that's one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA. Rashawn Holmes for the second game in a row showing he is hashtag bout that action boss. Bub Carrington getting in there and talking crazy. I love it, man. The young Wizards, man. They not ducking no smoke, man. I love that about this young group. And this is why I'm like, yo, if y'all just play hard, moments like this going to happen where they going to want to get in your face and this and that, man. I'm all with it, man. Love the way this young group is competing. Technical foul assessed to Darius Garland. There was a squabble up between Evan Mobley, Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, as well as Darius Garland, Jordan Poole, of all people, coming in to play peacemaker
He knows firsthand you don't want to. Nobody wants to get punched in the face.
No, Max, I wasn't gonna say it.
Listen,
we like Jordan.
I love Jordan Poole.
No, we do, but yeah, I was. He's the one shooting the technical free throw as well. He's a really nice guy. So I was one of the first guys last year to really go to bat for him when folks were critical of Jordan Poole because selfishly, right, he was really nice to the youngest in charge. Like, me and Jordan have had some pretty interpersonal conversations is how I would describe them, man, talking about his upbringing, where he's from, and just what it's like to be in this situation after being in Golden State. So I am I'm excited about it, man. 1-800-636-1067. This is what gets us calls. Adam in Alexandria. Were you upset by my Kay Adams take, Adam?
Not at all. I agree with you 100%. I gotta tell you.
So you like your orange juice with a little extra pulp in it as well, huh, my friend?
Exactly. 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 She's not a smoke show. She's cute.
Yeah. That's simply
she's cute. She's a girl. She's got that cute, you know, girl next door look.
Yeah,
but
perfect, Adam.
And all that.
The girl next door is not the girl next door. That was a bad drinking Josh.
Hey, but what a difference a year makes, man.
Yes.
You know, last year we were singing the blues about the Caps not making the playoffs, the Wizards sucked, and the Redskins sucked. Or, sorry, Commanders, yeah, you know what I mean.
The Caps made the playoffs. They got swept because they stunk.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what I – did I say not making the playoffs? I meant they
might as well not have.
Yeah. But what a difference a year makes. Caps are on top. Reds, the football team kicked that butt. And last night was amazing with the play of the year and the rookie of the year. We've got the guy for the next 12 years. I'm so excited because I've been a Skins fan my entire life. I'm 61 years old. On my way home from work, and I've been a Skins fan through thick and thin, and I'm excited.
Well,
I'm excited about the young kid. He's a good kid.
This is for you then, man. This past season is for those Commander fans that have stuck through it throughout all the minutia, being the dumpsters and the bottom feeder of the league for the past 30-plus years. So congratulations to you, and I think your taste in TV personalities is amazing, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Adam. 1-800-636-1067. Reese is in Silver Spring. What's up, Reese?
How you doing, Manal?
Good, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What's not to like about this town? The Wizards are 1-4 in a row. We got our Commanders are maybe getting JD for 12 to 15 years. And we might get Myles Garrett in this deal. I mean, what's not to like? What's going on here?
Everything is to love. Nothing is not to like, Reese. And I appreciate you chiming in. As always, we're going to let you hear from Jaden Daniels coming up next here, Reese. So make sure you stick around. Once again, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, I'll actually pay off the tease this time. We'll go 2-for-1 here. I got two things I want to chew on here in this next segment. I'll let you hear the best of Jaden Daniels from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. We'll also discuss how a certain head coach was snubbed for Coach of the Year last night at the NFL Honors. We'll also give my thoughts on Josh Allen winning the MVP over Lamar Jackson as we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour next here on Overtime. Coming up in about 14 minutes, our pal Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider, also an insider for the NFL for the Washington Post as well. He is going to join the program, give us his thoughts about the big game coming up on Sunday, Eagles and Chiefs, Super Bowl 59. Down in the Noya coming up Sunday. We'll get JLC's thoughts on that. We'll also ask him about how aggressive Adam Peters and the Commanders should be as they move into a pivotal offseason. You all know I've been dubbing it the most important offseason of this rebuild for the Washington Commanders. We'll ask Jason about all that and more coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Couple of NFL items I want to get to here real quick. I mentioned just my affinity for Jaden Daniels and how, you know, my appreciation for him, I would say, has grown. Keyshawn George is playing fast now. Like, you can just see the difference in this Wizards team, man. It's crazy to watch, to think that we were just talking terribly about them like 48 hours ago.
It's all Kyle Kuzma's fault.
It's It's all Kuz's fault. But this team is playing with, like, max effort, man. Really love the way that they're playing. The pass, Jordan. Oh, he airballed it. Anyways, I'm sorry. It's bad radio. I'm just a happy-go-lucky Wizards fan. Don't mind me. But, you know, I just think Jaden down at Super Bowl week this week, his personality on full display, and I understand people are like, oh, the hell with his personality. I want him to complete passes and throw touchdowns. The personality, though, is a big reason why he was seamlessly able to transition into being a leader of this football team. That's why his teammates voted him a postseason captain. And I think his effort in terms of preparation and then the way he carries himself as a dude, being humble, having humility, and Max, I wish you got to see this. Bub Carrington and Jordan Poole going back and forth, and Jordan was talking about, I guess he was talking about Max Strus. Said he's washed, bro. Whoever number two is, he's washed. He's washed. He can't guard me. He's washed. So that was interesting. But I go from Jordan Poole back to Jaden Daniels, two completely different athletes personality-wise. But no, I think Jaden is going to be the future face of the National Football League. And if this week was any indication, based off of everybody that he talked to and the way that he answered and just the way he carries himself, he's got all the character traits to be the future of the National Football League. If we've got it ready, Mad Max, I want to let you hear Jaden Daniels from this past week out at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. He talked to a bunch of different people, and my favorite sit-down that Jaden Daniels had was actually with Pat McAfee. Jaden Daniels went into detail about the relationship between him and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury.
If you know Cliff, like, Cliff is the coolest guy ever. Like,
always? Even always. In game, too?
Always. Fashionable. In game, he kind of gets, like, he might get a little pissed off, might get a little ramped up and stuff like that. But other than that, man, Cliff is cool. Like, on a daily basis, you could go to Cliff and talk to him about anything. There was times, like, me and Cliff, like, we'll practice something. And, like, if I didn't like it, like, I go to Cliff's office. I'm not going to do it in person, but I would go, like, his office, like, hey, Cliff, I don't like that. Like, that got to go. Yeah. Like, cut that. And we might have, like, a little debate of, like, oh, no, I think it'll work through this. And then I'm like, all right, I'll give you one more try. And if I didn't like it or, like, he didn't like it, it looked right, he's cutting stuff out the playbook.
Love that.
Because I knew Cliff prior, like, because when I was at ASU, he was at Arizona. So, like, we crossed paths a couple times. But I just knew, like, we had that relationship. And as we built it, he was like, hey, like, you can come to me. Like, if you don't like something, like, just let me know. And I was like, all right, bet. And there was sometimes – or it's like, we'll practice something. I'm like, yeah, Cliff, I don't like it. Like, this got to go.
Jaden Daniels, open, honest, transparent with the Pat McAfee Show, talking about the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. Love, love, love the relationship those two were able to foster throughout the season. Max, this is the last break of the hour, right? We last break is top of the hour? Okay, just making sure. Because I'm about to go on a tangent here. their relationship to me is huge, and it goes back to the importance of Dan Quinn. If Dan Quinn doesn't bring Cliff Kingsbury here as the offensive coordinator, Jaden's special, so I think he would have figured it out. But does he reach the heights that he reached this year without Cliff Kingsbury? And I think, and it kind of segues us perfectly into our conversation about Dan Quinn being snubbed for Coach of the Year. Like, I just think what DQ brought to this organization is invaluable. And whenever Jaden speaks about Cliff Kingsbury, it's a compliment and a testament to the environment that Dan Quinn has helped create here in DC. And I think it's really exciting to hear them talk about it. And then just watching Cliff at the podium each and every Thursday, you could kind of get to see what type of dude he was. Seeing him excited out on the practice field, you could see what type of dude he was. And I'm happy as hell that he's back for next season. How they build on this year offensively is what I'm curious to see.
There's definitely a thing about Cliff. Like, it was after the Lions game when they all had the buffs on.
Yes.
They're all showing off the buffs. And he, like, a lot of guys will go live in the locker room after the game or after a big win or whatever. And a lot of times a coach will come over and be like, hey, cut that bleep off. and all that. Cliff just came over, made a face, threw up a sign, and was like, hell yeah, bro.
It was a part of it, man. He is, you put it perfectly, Max. He is a bro. He is a dude's dude. And it's one thing, right? Because I've played for players, coaches before. And it's hard as a player's coach to strike that balance of being friendly and then being too friendly and not being able to hold your guys accountable. That doesn't exist with Cliff Kingsbury. And I think the veteran leadership that they have on offense, the transparency that he's created in that locker room, I think plays a huge factor into all of it. And it's honestly just exciting to watch, man. I can't wait to see this thing continue to take itself to the next level. One reason that I don't think is talked about enough for Jaden Daniels' success is his use of virtual reality. And he kind of got into it this week down at the Super Bowl. I still, and this piece of audio will help, I guess, kind of let you into how much it's helped him. But even after listening to this, I don't think you'll fully be able to grasp until someone does like a in-depth feature on it, just how important virtual reality has been to him.
Fine season that you had? For sure. I just think just me being able to get more like reps mentally without having to put any physical stress on my body. Like I don't have to go out there, throw on some cleats, warm back up, try to throw some footballs. It's like, no, I could just sit in the quarterback room, sit in the chair, and just literally just flick my wrist, kind of literally like this. It's crazy. It's like a video game.
Okay, really?
Wait, real human.
Explain
movement.
It to an old lady. So it's literally like a headset.
It's a headset, so it's a VR headset. And it's essentially like a video game, but like it's realistic because the movements are like real movements that they're doing. So I wish I had it on me so I could show you. But you know, if you come back training camp, I got you.
maybe they'll let me talk to you this time after you took your team to the second to last game of the year. How does it help you? Like, what would be your sell to explain why VR has maybe impacted your success your rookie year?
I think you don't get a lot of reps throughout the week, especially later on in the year. So you could literally just sit there for like 45 minutes, an hour, and have no stress on your body. As you go out there, you're just flicking your wrist, throwing the ball to the receiver.
It's visualizing, too?
Visualizing.
Like, it puts you in that...
It puts you in the stadium, like the stadium you're going to be in, that you're going to play in. It has literally, like, the play clocks. Like, everything is exactly, like, to a T of how the stadium is going to be. So, like, by the time you get on Sundays to the stadium, you're already familiar with, like, your surroundings.
What? Jaden Daniels going as in-depth as he can about the benefits of virtual reality. I don't think him even explaining it does it justice, bro. I heard Max, he's doing it at 1.75 speed.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, you're simulating the stuff faster than it's going to happen. So you're seeing stuff literally before it happens. And there are a couple of plays this year where you could really see.
It's anticipation.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah.
Where that was coming from, especially when teams were blitzing him.
Yeah. It's like the last play against the Eagles. He just, like, reads the anticipation and then. Bam, puts it right on target, puts it out in front where the guy's going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit like NFL Pro era. I played it a little bit. It's definitely interesting.
The VR video game?
Yeah, I got a Meta Quest for Christmas a couple years ago. And so that is kind of, I think that's kind of what it's like. It's probably a little bit more in-depth because NFL teams are paying good money to start using it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's really cool just to see. I love that we're watching the Wizards game while doing this.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, it's definitely, like, it's really cool to watch him, or like, to kind of play the same thing that he's kind of going through because it gives you a little bit of an idea to what he sees.
Yeah.
But at 1.75 speed is that's insane. It's a little bit probably more real time, but, like, that's quite a dunk.
Bro, I love this team.
They're hooping, bro. Yeah, they're playing with a fire that has not been seen.
And look at where how Bilal is picking him up at half.
Yeah,
like, that's the
at
defensive
the logo.
Emphasis. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm excited about this group. Oh, I'm excited, bro.
Wizards might be back.
Oh, I don't even care if they win. It's about the effort, though.
I want them to lose, but that's for selfish reasons.
Yeah. But, no, good explanation on the VR. I haven't
really,
played the MetaQuest game yet. I've seen friends that have done it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I'll bring it in one day.
Yeah, that'll be wow. Could you?
We got plenty of space for it.
There's too much glass around here.
Nah, there's a mode where you can like It's stationary, so it'll set up like a ring around you. And if you go outside the ring, it'll basically like let you see your surroundings in like a black and white type deal.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
They thought of everything when they made this.
Look at Meta doing things the right way. One other piece that I really was interested in letting you all hear from Jaden's media availability. He was on with Kay Adams and, you know, his relationship with future Hall of Fame linebacker Bobby Wagner has been well documented. He had this to say about a moment in particular where, like, Bobby really helps him out and you can kind of see that veteran presence. I thought this was interesting.
Tell me about that.
That's like a big brother to me. So it's like a big brother, little brother dynamic. But, you know, I still give him trash. I still talk trash to him. But we challenge each other. So I think that's probably the biggest thing and the best thing in our relationship.
Does he give you any books to read? Or does he give you?
He said I don't read books. So I told him that I do read books. Oh. But, you know, allegedly he said I don't read books.
What's the one thing you've sort of, maybe a specific thing you've picked off of him?
How he takes care of his body. It was one time that we got back late and from a game and he was like, hey, let's go get in the cold tub. And it's probably like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Everybody got to the facility and went home?
Nah, people went home from the airport, stuff like that. Get back to the facility, you go home, and he was like, hey, nah, let's get in the tub. So that's probably the biggest thing where it's like, okay, that's how he takes care of everybody. That's how he goes from moving forward and starting his week off right.
2 o'clock a.m. cold tub session with Jaden Daniels and Bobby Wagner. I mean, I just love hearing stuff like that. Like, that shows, like, why Bobby's great. This is after a game. You getting back at 2 a.m.
Shows why he's here.
Shows why he's here, man. That's the veteran leadership I need and want. In my building, man. That's big time stuff. Big time stuff. Final hour of power coming up here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. The youngest of Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up at 10 o'clock. Jason Lockin for Odyssey NFL Insider joins us next.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.